Good morning. We're learning Simon Gimel, discussing the halacha of Einos and Mitzvahs Kabilis. So Tosis, the Chayyadim sends us to a Gemara in Sota Daf Ches. The Gemara brings a question of can one process two Sotos simultaneously? If we have a process, we have to get to the water from the appropriate place in the Azara and get the water and put it into the water. We need to, each woman would have a Megillah Sota, which is used in the process for her independently, but we can we process both at the same time? So more brings Mechlokes to Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says no, because it says, the Pasuk says that the Behemir I saw, You have her stand, so that's singular. So we darshan, it's Isolavado, her by herself. Comes Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says that's true, but Rav Shimon is the Tana, which holds up a concept called Darshin in time of the Kra. When we have a pasuk, we have a right to theorize what the logic behind it is, and then make halachic applications based on that theory. As Rav Shimon says that the reason why the Torah did not allow to process two sotos at the same time is because part of the process of the sota is to create this element of embarrassment and discomfort where the woman hopefully will be moida and not go through the whole process and therefore force us to erase Hashem's name from the Megillah, the section of the Torah which is written out and then erased in the water, and then the woman drinks it, that includes Hashem's name. So we would like to avoid that possibility, have the woman just be martyr, that she's, if the situation that she's done it, she'd be martyr and get her, and not drink. When you have two people doing it together, each person feels less embarrassed. Well, I'm not the only person doing it, so each one will gain the strength to deny from the presence of the other individual. That's Rav Shimon's understanding why the Torah said you have to do them separately. The Gemara says what would be a practical difference between the opinion of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda? Excuse me. In a case where we see that clearly the women are very scared, they're trembling from the Emes Hamayim. So in that situation, the Rav Shimon's argument would not apply, because we can tell that this concern is not true, and we would be able to process two at the same time. And according to Yehuda, as the pasuk says, "I saw the vado," it's exeris the kasuv, and we cannot process the two at the same time. Okay, so the Chayyim says, "Bein the Rav Shimon, bein the Yehuda, time of the ksiva I saw." Okay, so the Gemara doesn't say, "Well, we have this other concern; you cannot process both of us at the same time, because in Osim Mrs. Chabilas, we look for a pasuk, a different pasuk as opposed to this din, or we look at this Torah of Rav Shimon as opposed to the din over here of in Osim Mrs. Chabilas. We indicate that the in Osim Mrs. Chabilas would not be a valid source to raise for this concern, and there are these, the pasuk and Rav Shimon's time of the Kra, are the raisa. I feel Rav Shimon the Darsh time of the Kra, Hanushli He Liba Gaspa. Furthermore, Rav Shimon is looking at the pasuk and saying, well, the Torah says you can't do it together. Why not? So we could suggest that Rav Shimon, if he's looking for a reason, he should have said, in Rotsi Mrs. Chabilis Chabilis. He didn't say that. He said, because Hanushli He Liba Gaspa. So it indicates the Chayyarim says that he felt that Inosim Mrs. Chabilis was not a swara on a derisa level that would be something to be concerned about. So that's the opinion of the Chayyarim, that Inosim Mrs. Chabilis is only Mirabonon. However, there are those who disagree with the Chayyarim and understand that the din of Inosim Mrs. Chabilis is actually a derisa dekadin, that a person should not lump them together. Okay, now, the Chayyarim continues and he says, he raises a question. So the pasuk says, "Behemir Oisah, Lifnei Hashem." You stand her up, Lifnei Hashem. So the concern is not in the processing of the sota, but even the first stage is you're going to be maimed her, you're going to bring the two women in together, even if you're going to process one after the other. Is that a problem of, and is it Mrs. Chabilis or not? And so Chayotim will then proceed to discuss that, and we'll give some very, very practical applications of this concern of Ein Ozim Mrs. Chabilis. Sebastian, we will talk about that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.